Thank you. Thanks everybody for being here. I'd also like to thank Kelly Cope and Ben McGraw for inviting my advisor Ricardo here and inadvertently giving me a chance to talk about my research. Today I'm going to be talking about billbug phenology in the Intermountain West and using degree days as a predictive tool for management. Billbug are weevils in the genus Spinophorus. We have three primary species in the Intermountain West. We have bluegrass billbug, hunting billbug, and Rocky Mountain billbug. And there are five larval instars. They're white, legless, they have this reddish-brown head capsule, and of course there's also an egg and a pupal stage. Billbug damage resembles drought stress, so this droughty-looking area right here. Billbug adults lay their eggs in the stems of turf grass. The larvae hatch, they eat their way down the stem. When they're too large to remain in the stem, they drop into the soil and continue feeding on the roots and crown of the plant. Billbugs have been called the most problematic pest to turf grass in the Intermountain West, so it's the dark blue area everywhere between the Sierras and the Rockies. And that's especially problematic in this region because it is very dry. They're generally managed prophylactically, which means that managers are putting down preventive applications of long residual insecticides. They're targeted at the early instar larvae against which they're most effective. So they're using things like neonicotinoids and diamides against early instars. And to do this, they need to have a pretty sound understanding of the billbug life cycle. So a useful tool to help with this is degree day modeling. Degree days are based on insect development rates. They accumulate from a starting date, also called a biofix. And in their simplest form, to get degree days for a 24-hour period, you take the average temperature for that day minus the lower development threshold. And that is just the temperature below which your pest is not developing. Some models also use an upper development threshold, so the degree days accumulate between the lower and the upper threshold, but a lot of models don't. So in that case, they just accumulate to the max temperature for the day. There is an existing model that was done for bluegrass billbug in the eastern United States. It uses what's considered typical for degree day models in temperate regions, which is a biofix of March 1st and a lower development threshold of 10 degrees Celsius. So my objectives were to track the seasonal activity of billbugs in the Intermountain West and to either validate that existing model for our area or formulate a new model if needed. And we did this by surveying at four golf courses in the Intermountain West. We had two up near Boise, Idaho, Spurwing Country Club and Crane Creek Country Club, and then two in Utah. So Logan Golf and Country Club is in Logan, that's where Utah State is located, and South Mountain Golf Course down in Draper, Utah. To sample for immature stages, we used a golf course cup cutter. We took 10 samples in areas of suspected damage every other week. We did it for 3 years, 2013, 2014, and 2015. And we generally sampled from February or March through October. We took these soil cores back to the lab. We broke them up and looked through the soil for the later instar larvae. And to look for eggs and early instars, we dissected every individual grass blade underneath a stereo microscope. It was really tedious, it was really time consuming, and we didn't find very much. So this is data from all four of our sites, all 3 years that we collected. We have our date on the x-axis and our average individuals per sample on the y-axis. We're seeing larvae, that's this dark red line, they're most active in June through August, and that's when we're seeing the most damage as well from them. Right after our egg peak, this orange dotted line, so as you're about to see, that coincides with when adults are most active, so it makes sense. We barely found any pupae, so we can't say much about that other than they're out there and they exist. For the adults, they're ground active, they don't fly, so we use linear pitfall traps. They crawl around, they fall into this slit, and the only place for them to go is down into the cup where I get them. We collected these samples weekly in February through October for those 3 years. And here's what we found for the adults. So again, this is data from all four of our sites in all 3 years. So it's a very broad picture of billbug activity in the Intermountain West. And what we saw is that we're seeing billbugs really early. We were getting a few in our traps as early as the end of February. And we're seeing the peak activity in late May to mid-June. This dark blue line is bluegrass billbug. So that was our dominant species. It represented more than half of our total capture. It was followed by hunting billbug, and Rocky Mountain billbug populations remain pretty low throughout the season. So we wanted to see how this was fitting with that existing degree day model. So we took the March 10th biofix, 10 degrees Celsius lower development threshold. We calculated degree days with weather data from our sites, and those are on the x-axis here. Our accumulated billbugs over the season are on the y-axis. So this model makes the prediction that first adult occurrence is at 280 to 352 degree days. That's this purple arrow here. And that's not what we're seeing at all. Because we're seeing billbugs as early as February, we're actually seeing first occurrence before any degree days have actually accumulated. And that's this green arrow. So we see our peak adult activity at 195 to 312 degree days. This orange arrow here. So we've actually seen more than half of our adult activity before the existing model predicts first occurrence. So that gives us some idea that we might need to tweak some things for our area. So we did. Because we're seeing billbugs so early, we wanted to try out some earlier biofixes. And also, because we're seeing billbugs as early as February, they're probably developing at temperatures below 10 degrees Celsius. So we also tried out some cooler lower development thresholds. We used the DEGDE computer program to calculate degree days with weather data from our sites, and we did make the assumption that adult billbug activity follows a log normal distribution, so all of the calculations were done with log degree days. So we used 2014 Utah data, so our Logan and Draper sites, to formulate our model. We tested the degree days from each of these combinations, and we chose our best fit model to be the model that had the smallest mean squared error between observed and predicted billbugs. And we got predicted billbugs with this equation. So we took our total observed billbugs for the season in 2014, our 2014 Utah total observed billbugs. We multiplied that by the standard normal cumulative distribution of a particular degree day minus the median degree day, which was the degree day by which 50% of billbugs had emerged, and divided that by the standard deviation of degree days. So this median degree day and the standard deviation of degree days are the two driving parameters from our 2014 data that are driving what our model predicts. So it turns out that the best fit model had a biofix of January 13th and a lower development threshold of 5 degrees Celsius. Those degree days are on the x-axis, and again, we have accumulated billbugs on the y-axis. The dark blue line is the billbugs that we observed in the field, and the dotted orange line is the billbugs that are predicted by our model. And you can see there's really not much of a gap between them, so it's looking pretty good. So to further support that our model is a good fit, we wanted to take those median degree day and standard deviation parameters from our 2014 Utah data and see how they were predicting at our other sites and the other years that we collected. So we have our other years, we have our other sites, and we also compared this to the old model because we wanted to be really sure that our model was actually better than this existing model. So these are our R-squared values. They're showing the strength of the relationship between observed and predicted billbugs. The closer they are to one, the better the model is doing at predicting bill bugs. And what we're seeing is that our new model has consistently higher R-squared values than the old model. Especially in these three situations where the old model is performing pretty poorly, our model is remaining robust and it's looking like it's a better fit for our area. So feeling pretty confident that our model is a good fit, we can make some management recommendations. These are based on timing that the old model recommends. So if a manager is putting down a long residual systemic insecticide targeted at the early instars, they're doing that preventively. So they want to time that with first occurrence of adults, which we see at this green arrow, it's 39 to 73 degree days. 30% of adult emergence is when they might want to put down something curative to kill the adults, and we see that at 459 to 484 degree days. So eventually we hope to have something as extensive as weevil track so that we can get this model into the hands of managers throughout the Intermountain West. You're about to hear more about that, so I won't go into detail, but weevil track is a great success story of using degree days and turf grass against another weevil pest, the annual bluegrass weevil. For now, we will start with Utah traps, which is specific to Utah, but it's pretty cool. Managers can go online to the website. There's also an app for their mobile devices. Each of these little red dots is a weather station. So here they can select the weather station that's closest to them. And all of these, this list is pests with existing degree day models. So they can calculate degree days using the weather station closest to them. They can select the pest of concern, and eventually bill bugs will be an option on this list. And it will come back with pest information and degree days for that weather station based on the model. So you have the model information here. You can see here, this is codling moth. So at 40.8% of moth flight happens at 203 degree days. And every time there's one of these little blue circles, that means there's a management recommendation for that degree day. And they can get that information here. And they can actually get alerts and notifications on their phones with the app for stuff like this. So I would like to thank all of these people, especially Jim Powell, our university mathematician, who helped out a lot with the model formulation. Of course, all of my superintendents who let me tear up the turf at their golf courses, my technicians who ruined their eyes forever dissecting grass blades for me, and my lab mates, and of course, USDA, our funding source. So I can take any questions now.
Do you use a 0 degree model?
Did I try 0 degrees Celsius? No. But we tried 3 degrees, and the 5 worked out better. So.
Okay.